You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. Well, everyone, thank you so much for being so truly amazing for our funding drive. And we are still raising lots of money. We are at $26,436. And is that 90 cents or 10 cents? Val, what do you think that says?
I think that's actually an old total.
Oh, it's an old total. Okay, so we're going to be updating. So, my dear friends, instead of let's get physical, the money we're raising for this is to get let's get digital. We want to get digital. Help us get digital. Let us hear our website talk. Our website talk. Let us have a website talk. Oh, let's get digital. I wanna get digital, yeah. Anyway, so yes, you actually heard me sing on a spoken word show. And yes, that was, I guess, a little bit of an ode to old Olivia Newton-John, which I think came out when I was in grade 6. Anyway, welcome to Sexy in Van City Radio, and welcome to CITR's funding drive, which I think the total is coming up right now. I see someone coming in. Drum roll, please. $26,538.80. And we are trying to raise at least $40,000. And as I was mentioning, it is to digitize our old reels and launch our brand new website. So for those of you who like to listen to all our podcasts, this is for you. But as well as that, it will be very, very helpful because CITR is pretty amazing. So let's try and make CITR's fantasy, which I hope is not a fantasy, into reality by donating money. And you can do that by calling at 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. So tonight's fantasies, there are a lot of fantasies. Let's go over the ones for women first, and then we'll go over the ones for men. And in regards to sexual fantasies, there's a lot of psychology behind it, because in regards to psych, sometimes we are attracted to are things that have, because of our experiences that we've experienced from the first 4 years of our lives. So let's go over what the fantasies are first. We'll do the first top female sex fantasies, and then we'll do the top male fantasies as well. So let's see. So these are from AskMen.com, which I love their website. So one of the top ones is domination. Her dominating you. And there is a whole thing which you've probably heard me mention on the show many, many, many times about that kind of sexy thing. And I'm not talking rape culture. I am not talking people taking over, but sometimes there's just something really sexy where it's a consensual situation where it's almost caveman-like, where it kind of gets right back to the root, where it's like, you, woman, you, sexy, let me take you back to my cave and make wild, passionate sex, where it is hot, it is beautiful, it is this beautiful, connecting sexual experience where you just feel dominated. So that is one of the top sexy things. But in terms of that, it's one of those things where it's about actually worshiping a woman, worshiping us as a goddess, making us feel so sexy, so alive, because you appreciate every single thing. So I think even if this isn't as somebody's fantasy, I think it's really important to appreciate our lovers and acknowledge things about us. And it doesn't have to always be specific sexual things. It could be as simple as a smile, telling them how much we love different things. And through that, when we have sex in the bedroom, sometimes it is really nice to be dominant, especially in this day and age where we're spending so much time on social media and having to make decisions about what to post, what to eat, because in Vancouver, where we live, where there's more restaurants per capita here than anywhere else in North America, we have to make a lot of decisions, both men and women, and it kicks up our cortisol levels in our body, which is kind of our flight or fight syndrome. And so to tune that off, make us feel really good, sometimes it's nice to have somebody else make the decision for us where it is being dominated. So domination is one of the top 10. So that's number 10, according to AskMen.com. And then number 9, which is her dominating you. So sometimes, because of some of the things where women want to feel more empowered, women are still making less money than men in general for most industries, other than in a few, very few industries, women make less money than men. And with that as well, sometimes we feel less empowered. There is things like people are still catcalling women as they walk down the street. Sometimes we get really angry where we feel frustrated because we want to kind of take back power. We want to feel good. We want to feel sexy. And part of that is, in terms of feeling sexy, is feeling confident, feeling powerful. So jumping right in and letting her take ownership, letting her push you down and choosing what to do, perhaps even creating a whole choose your own adventure where she gets to choose it. She gets to pick what you do, which position, how, what foreplay. And she tells you, bend down, take care of me. Where it's super hot, super sexy. Or maybe it's foreplay all through the day where she sends you hints through the day by texting, I want you to blank, blank, blank. Oh, and after that, I want you to blah, blah, blah. Whatever that is, building up that anticipation through the day can be super hot. And then actually making that from fantasy to reality can be incredibly hot. And whether or not you choose to involve toys, which Laska from Sex Education with a Twist, who is a regular guest on this show, can definitely educate you about all sorts of wonderful things. So whether or not you're taking in a lesson from 50 Shades of Grey, which has done remarkably well at the box office, can be very, 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 very hot. Or if there are things that you like to do, so whether or not you're playing with different toys, playing with different types of lubes, making sure if you are using different lubes, make sure you test it on your wrist before you test it on your bits, because it's very important to make sure it is something that you're not going to have an allergic reaction to. So in regards to full recap, number 10 was, in terms of top fantasies, is him dominating you. You and you taking over. And this is in regards to women's top fantasies, according to AskMen.com. So let's go and check out what number 8 is in regards to this. Let's take a look. Teacher and student. So whether or not we are getting out our little short plaid skirts, the thigh-high stockings, which are getting very popular, again, but getting dressed up as a schoolgirl can be really sexy, where perhaps it has to do with, and according to psychology in regards to this particular fantasy in a wonderful book, which I cannot remember the author's name, and I'm going to have to cite it for you next week, but it's called Who's Been Sleeping in My Head, which is written by a psychologist in Britain who did a whole survey about sex fantasies in both North America as well as Britain. And apparently this particular fantasy where we wear short little skirts, cute little panties, perhaps white cotton underwear underneath, and then wearing stockings with little sweet Mary Janes and perhaps a button-down shirt and a little tie, our hair in pigtails, lots of eyelashes and glossy lips. Well, with that can be super sexy. And apparently that is fantasy number 8, where we get to play We get to be dominated. And again, I see it as a variation of domination. And in regards to the book, Who's Been Sleeping in My Head, apparently it usually has to do with control issues in regards to having a female or male role model, usually a parent, from their first formative years. And it is what they see as misconstrued incest. But I personally think it actually can be really fun. Sometimes it can include a little bit of light BDSM as well, with giving somebody a spanking as well. So there's lots and lots of grown women who do fantasize about getting this. And it can be very fun. So make sure, if you are doing a spanking, make sure your hand is cup C-shaped for Caroline. Or you can talk to Laska from Sex Ed with a Twist. Or some of the sex stores that we've got, like The Art of Loving, which is just in Kitsilano. And there's some other places as well, if you want to find some more toys that you can use. And there's some wonderful workshops as well through the BDSM community, that if you'd like to find out more information about that. So that was number 8. Let's check out what number 7 is. Number 7 is sex with a stranger, which, if you are actually going to indulge on this, and this is a real situation, make sure A, it's consensual. B, if it is something that can really spark up your sex life, if you've been with a partner for a long time, and if you've been experiencing bed death, where you want to build up that anticipation, because there is something about when you meet somebody right away, there's that spark. And even in a relationship for the first year, where you're indulging in that honeymoon period, that can be super duper hot. And sometimes it is really nice, where we grow up, we want to meet somebody super hot. And sometimes it might be just really, really, really fun. It's like eating a really yummy dessert by having that fantasy of sex with a stranger. But of course, it's even sexier if you're in a partnership with somebody. And you do pretend you don't know each other. You go out and perhaps even book a hotel room or something where you can have sex, where it's not in your space that is your mutually shared space. It's different. It's hot. It can kind of break barriers, and you can build anticipation with that. That can be super hot. I do have some friends who actually indulge in this and do this every month, where it can be really, 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 really fun, where you can go back after a lot of intellectually foreplay over perhaps drinks at a bar, making sure you don't drink too much, so it's still fun. And if you are actually having sex with a stranger, please make sure that you are having safe sex, because it's a lot more fun when you're not having to wake up in the morning and worrying about sexually transmitted infections. So let's check out what number 6 is in regards to top female sexual fantasies. Threesome, sex with another woman, which again can be super sexy. And again, making sure, if you are having a threesome, that it is consensual and you're not just saying it, because sometimes things are sexy in reality, where it can be just sexy talk, as opposed to actually making it a reality. So making sure, before you pick somebody up or you approach a friend, or perhaps go to somewhere like Club Eden, which you can, couples can meet other couples and singles in regards to having polyamorous relationships or having sex with strangers. If you're bringing somebody back, making sure that you've discussed safe sex, because bringing somebody else in is important to have those conversations. If you do have any STIs like herpes or HPV, having those conversations, or of course HIV as well, and making sure you practice safe sex, making sure that condoms are there. And there are classes about how to put on a condom with your mouth, which can be quite entertaining and quite fun. So then that way you don't have to break the mood. Having code words so that you are able to have conversations and have safety, but as well as that, safety as, and don't using the word no. Perhaps, even though the word no is supposed to mean no, it doesn't always mean no necessarily. It should really mean no in rape culture, but sometimes it's perhaps better to have a word like banana, or maybe the word grasshopper, something that doesn't roll trippingly off the tongue, to paraphrase Shakespeare. It is something that you really need to stop and think in your tracks when you hear that word. And yes, the word no should be that, but it's not always that way in our culture. And as we try to work towards changing that, let's make sure that we keep things safe. So having code words that everybody knows, so if anybody is uncomfortable in your threesome, that you stop and you have a conversation and you make sure everything is happy and healthy. So making sure that it is okay. And discussing things that you might want to do beforehand in terms of your threesome. What is okay? Is it okay where partner gets to watch? Or do you actually fully indulge? Is oral sex okay? Is full intercourse okay? Is anal all right? Having those discussions. If you're having sex toys, making sure you are using condoms for your sex toys as well. And making sure that you sterilize them properly, both before as well as afterwards, to make sure things can be really fun. And again, checking in with somebody like Laska from Sex Ed with a Twist, or The Art of Loving, to make sure things are fun. So let's see what number five sexual fantasy for women is. And this is a threesome with two men. So I've talked a lot about just threesomes. So of course there is, in terms of with two men, being very careful if you're indulging in double penetration. And sometimes, I know we're going to be talking about male fantasies in a little bit, but sometimes men really like this one, because if you have hit bed death in your relationship, which it is important, first of all, to try and address it just with the two of you and perhaps a trained therapist, which we do know lots of different therapists, which we've had on the show, which I will highly recommend. Joseph Eliezer, Davina Singh, Dr. Faisal, who I love, 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 to work and break those barriers in regards to relationships, which all of them do offer regular workshops. But please try and go there first before opening it up, opening your relationship up to other people, because it's important to fix your twosome before you make it a threesome. But if you are going to have a fantasy, it can be really, really hot, especially for the long-term partner, if he is really into this, because it makes him, when he sees another male approaching his female, it can make him really excited too, where it reminds him that you are desirable, you are sexy, even though he does know that. Sometimes, because we get very comfortable, which is a beautiful thing in our long-term serial monogamous relationships, sometimes it's not quite as sexy. And in terms of for men, according to Dr. John Gray, who we've had on the show as well over the years, who is best known for writing Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, one of the things that does kick in is kicking in that hunter instinct. So when a man sees that a woman is desirable, sometimes it makes him want to pounce. It gets back to that me, caveman, you woman thing, where he just wants to grab and he wants to take possession. And once sometimes they own us there, that thrill isn't there, which is why games like the stranger game, where it's picking up a stranger, or the fantasy in regards to having two men, can make your partner really, really turned on. But again, making sure, like with a threesome with two females, that you do have the code word discussion, the STI discussion, especially if you're doing double penetration, because the skin in the rectum and the anus is thinner compared to the skin in the vulva and the vagina. So making sure that you are very protective, making sure that there's lots of foreplay and lots of lubrication as well. And that depending whether or not you are comfortable with the different acts, because of course there's so much different things that you can do, whether or not your man is penetrated or whether you are the sole center stage. So really being aware and having that conversation beforehand. And if things change and you want to try things, do it because you really want to. And making sure, of course, if it's something that you really want to turn into reality. So that was number four. Number four is voyeurism. Five was two men. And these are the sex fantasies top ones for women, according to Ask FM or Ask Men. I don't know why I keep saying Ask FM, considering it is a site for people to connect anonymously, or at least they say it's anonymously. And just so you know, you can always be traced by your IP address on your device and sometimes your email, and even with Google recognition software growing, just being careful what you do on so-called anonymous sites. But getting back to top female fantasies, voyeurism is one of them. And with that, people like to watch other people. It's sexy and it can be exhilarating and slightly taboo, according to Ask Men. And so with that, it may be one of those things where going to somewhere like Club Eden, where you can watch other people and have sex, could be fun. Perhaps renting pornography, or even online, pulling something up on, say, Pornhub or one of the other sites and seeing things. Again, bearing in mind, if you are watching pornography, try not to compare yourself, because there have been some studies where it affects our self-esteem in regards to our sexuality because it makes us feel really, really, really bad sometimes. And I'm just going to smile. Vala's taking a picture of me, so sorry I had to pause there. But in regards to pornography, sometimes because the vulvas, the penises, the breasts, sometimes they all look very, very similar. And yet we are all beautiful, no matter what color, shape, or size our lips, our glands, how hairy or not hairy we are. We're all beautiful beings. And so just as long as it doesn't start to affect your self-esteem, sometimes watching pornography can be interesting, and it can break up a pattern, especially if you're doing it together with a partner and perhaps replicating what you see on screen. That can be kind of hot. The other thing you can do is perhaps not have sex. Perhaps if you're doing something like Dr. Ian Kerner, who wrote the book She Comes First and the 30-Day Sex Detox, where perhaps for 30 days you go back to the basics like kissing, etc., and having sex with yourself, but in front of your partner, where they get to watch you satisfy yourself while you get to watch them satisfy themselves. So each of you get to be a little bit center stage, whether that be one at a time or not. And that can be very, 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 very hot in terms of watching. And that can be really neat. So those are some ideas in regards to that. Let's take a look at, see what fantasy number three is. So in terms of a common female fantasy, and this is according to askmen.com, they say force fantasies are very popular. And I know Betty Friedman has spoken about this, and she's kind of one of the gurus in regards to sexuality, that many women do have rape fantasies. And again, I'm not saying that women want to be raped, but sometimes we do have fantasies about somebody taking control, which kind of falls under domination. And sometimes it can be, and it's one of those things where somebody can have sexy sex and not feel guilt or shame attached to it, because they'll protest as someone tears their clothes off and gently takes care of their body. So that can be really, 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 really hot. The main thing, of course, is making sure you have consent beforehand. So this is best to do with somebody that you know really, really, really well. So hopefully a regular partner to make sure. But the so-called force fantasy can be super hot and can give somebody an opportunity to try something. And again, I highly recommend having code words with this so that you can do this, you can play. If you have been watching pornography as well, sometimes it can give some ideas as to what you'd like to do, perhaps playing with different scenarios. and possibly even doing it in different places could be very, very interesting. So that is one of the top female sex fantasies, which is number three. Let's take a look at what number two is. So number two is exhibitionism, which can be really hot. So in regards to exhibitionism, make sure you plan stuff. So whether or not you are going to a sex club where you can have sex in front of other people if you're going upstairs. Perhaps you are getting together with a group of other people. Bearing in mind to be really, really careful with this. Sometimes people think it'd be really fun in regards to creating a homemade porn flicks. And there are so many websites where you can actually submit your pornography, including the legendary Dan Savage actually does a film festival where it is all about homemade porn flicks, where you get to go to a different theater. And it was actually at the Rio Theater in Vancouver where he was here last year doing it. And I cannot remember what it's called off the top of my head, but you can do this. But bearing in mind, if you are sending things out to pornography sites, what goes online stays online. So being really careful, because even if it doesn't show your face, with Google recognition software, eventually things could be really dangerous for you, and it can affect possibly other relationships if your relationship doesn't last. And it could affect in terms of employment and reputation, your digital reputation. So being really careful what you choose to do with things when people take photos of you. And they have done, and if there's any youth who are on the university campus who are listening to this, it's really important, because they have done studies where one out of every three people who do get a sex photo, and this is for youth, these stats, do forward it. So be really, really, really careful what you send, because again, what goes out there stays out there and you can't take it back. So being really, 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 really aware of that. But that said, it can be really fun. You can do lots of really great stuff. In terms of that, if you are having sex outside, which sometimes people do want to, because there is that part that on a psychological level, people really want to be seen, you want to make sure that you check the bylaws in your city. So whether or not you're calling up the city of Vancouver to see what's cool, which I think in regards to that, you can get a ticket for it. So be really, really careful. Even checking out places to see what is safe and what's not. And again, sometimes that kind of stuff happens spur of the moment, which can be really, really fun. But make sure if you are pack, even if you're in a long-term monogamous relationship, that you are packing condoms, you're packing lube. And this may sound strange, because if you are doing this while you're camping, and we are coming up, the weather is starting to get better. So once spring hits, that perhaps more things will happen. It can be really hot. The other thing that it can be really good with that is if you are going camping, making sure you do bring bug spray, that you're not going to get sick if you taste it. And so making sure it's a more natural one, and making sure you have sunscreen, because the last thing you want is to have really strange suntan lines from having sex outside. So again, that was exhibitionism. So that leads to fantasy number one for women. And it, according to AskMen.com, is private dancer, which is, I think, one of the reasons why originally pole dancing, lap dance classes, and striptease kind of got going, because she wants you to look at her, saying that you think she's absolutely to die for, where it kind of ties into our fantasy number 10, which is having her just grab and seize and just really, truly, deeply, madly just falling for her and feeling super duper sexy. So if you are thinking about these things and what you can do, that could be a really great one. There's some wonderful workshops that you can take if you're interested through Tantra Fitness. They've got some wonderful ones in Vancouver. And there are some other ones as well that can be really, really, really fun. So giving it a chance. So to see what else we've got. So those are our top female fantasies that are out there, according to AskMen.com. And you've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. And as I mentioned earlier, we are in the midst of our funding drive. So we're at $26,538.80. We're trying to get up to $40,000. If we can do this, because we're going to be in our new building on UBC campus, which would be wonderful. And with that, we are going to be moving. So there's going to be all sorts of expenses that might come up. But what the money that we're raising for this campaign, and this is going on until March the 6th. So yeah, that is ending very, very, very soon. We are trying to digitize our reels and to launch our new website, which would be have all sorts of interactive things on it. It'll be easier for podcasts, etc. So you'll be able to hear shows that your favorite shows, even if you're at the treadmill in the gym, or say you're going on a trip, or even just on the bus where you can download them and you can listen to them. All that stuff you can do now, but the quality is going to be so much better when we get our new website. So we really need to create a wonderful interactive website because things are changing so quickly. So please, please, please donate. And that is at 604-822-8648. Or you can just tune in to UBC or CITR.ca if you want. Just check out our website and please donate online if you can. And if you want to say that you heard it on Sexy in Van City, I'd be thrilled to. And just say a private note. And I, and for my personal people who are donating as well, you may get a nice present from me. So I'm just going to put it that way. So in regards to that, we are going to take a really quick short break. And when we come back, we are going to be doing a few more things. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio, and we're going to share the male fantasies and some psychology behind it. Why we fantasize about what we fantasize. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We are going to be right back.
Hey, listeners. You're tuned in to CITR's Fun Drive.
What is CITR? What is Fun Drive?
CITR is a campus and community radio station. Every year, we hold a fundraiser so the station can stay healthy.
Healthy? Shall I initiate the surgeon sequence?
No, computer. I don't mean healthy like that. This year, we're raising money to open a new website and digitize over 60 years of archival material.
So let's get digital.
Hey, now. That's my line. Anyhow, our goal is $40,000 to connect our community to CITR's unique range of alternative content.
What is community?
Well, community is connection, and with a new website and public access to digitized archives, we'll have new ways of connecting with the past and the future.
Future? What is my future?
That means new podcast archives, means of showcasing our best programs, streams, Discord accessibility, programmer profiles, the possibilities are endless.
What will I be in the future? Will I become endless?
So donate now and receive great prizes. Call in the 604 UBC unit or go online at CITR.ca.
Finale. The end. And my finale. And my fun drive. What is real? What is computer?
Let me just get that off. And remember to check out the Fun Drive finale at Pat's Pub this March 6th. And thank you all for your continued support of CITR.
And we are back at Sexy in Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us for our Fun Drive show tonight, we are talking about sexual fantasies. And as I was saying before the break, we've talked about the female fantasies. We're going to be talking about the top male fantasies now as well. So the other thing is please, please, please give in regards to CITR. We do a lot of really wonderful work. We have a lot of really incredible shows. I mean, just our Wednesday night lineup, I can brag about because I love Val's show from Folk Oasis, which I get to hear a lot as I'm prepping my show. It's quite cool where I get to hear her wonderful stuff. And she's got so much wonderful eclectic folk music. After me as well, I've got the wonderful Hans von Claus, his Misery Hour. He's got some really amazing music. And so does Pyra with Vampire Ball, which is really cool. So that's kind of our Wednesday night. And there's so many programs on the show where we really are, where you can really own your own frequency and see what we have, because we've got some pretty awesome stuff. So are you ready to find out about what the top male fantasies are for men? So in regards to this fantasy, I'm just going to use a quote, which is, fantasies are fantasies because they're not reality. They're often taboo or rub against social barriers, says Dr. Ian Kerner, who is, as I was mentioning, he is the guy who wrote She Comes First, the 30-Day Sex Detox, and the Big Fun Sexy Sex Book. So he, in terms of, let's take a look and see what we've got. Which one of them, which actually does match with women, so this is interesting. So just so far, a lot of these fantasies are more, which is interesting, which is putting your partner in charge, which is kind of nice, because even though we have, where women are supposed to be equal to men, and we are working towards that, we really are, but we're not, sometimes not quite there yet. And there are still social stereotypes with men where sometimes just the way they're brought up. And I've watched sometimes where how people treat their little boys, and where guys always feel like they're supposed to be in charge in terms of sexuality. And things are changing now with people like Salima Noon and some pretty amazing people who are teaching sex education in the schools, and even UBC CITR alumni Julia Saunders, who's also a sex educator, where things are changing. But for a very long time, it was really, sex ed was about where you need to say no. And it was about a reproductive system. And oh God help you, you might get pregnant. And so a lot of times men do and have found themselves in charge in regards to sexuality, where they're supposed to know how to do everything. And sometimes it's really nice for them to let their partner own it and really let them take control, where we get to push them down and say, hey, yeah, let's do it. I think you're super hot and I absolutely want you. And with that, I think that is a really hot thing to do. So putting partner in charge is a big one. One of the other most common men's fantasies is apparently oral sex. So this is apparently according from this sex researcher, Pepper Schwartz, who is a sociology professor at the University of Washington in Seattle, and also a author of the book The Normal Bar. And so that is interesting because they have surveyed over 100,000 adults about their marriages. And this is from ranging from money to sex fantasies. So oral sex was a really, really, really big one. And according to Schwartz, it says the best news, no expensive props required. Sure, but there are some really fun ones. And again, you can talk to Laska at Sex Ed with a Twist, or you can perhaps go to the Art of Loving or other sex stores as well. There's the Hanky Panky parties, etc., and some really wonderful ones. So things like a cock ring can be really nice where, and again, I am not officially a sexpert or a healthcare professional in that way. But with that, there have been people who do sometimes take a cock ring and wrap it around the cock and balls as well, which adds a little bit of pressure. And that can feel super sexy, as well as experimenting with different types of lubricants can be really fun with oral sex. some of the Wise Woman's a Wise Woman cookery, which the authors we had on the show, they've got they've actually got homemade lube that you can make, including one that has a little bit of peppermint in it, which can make a little bit of a tingly sensation in terms of oral sex. So there's lots of different things. And if you're not sure how to do oral sex, there's some great videos from Nina Hartley, who is an ex-porn star, who does do videos. And there are workshops at the Art of Loving. And there's many, many workshops in terms of locally in Vancouver about how to give great head, etc. So that can be really fun. So threesomes is another thing that is popular. So it looks like so far, this is one that both men and women have. And one of the things that do come up, of course, is how to approach your partner. And sometimes it might be when you're having sex with your partner to talk about your fantasies, because sometimes when people share their fantasies, they find out that their partner's had the same fantasy all along. So please talk about things. And again, I'm going to retouch on code words, discussion about sexual safety, and making sure people feel comfortable. So before, during, and after having these conversations to make sure that everybody feels safe and it's healthy, and not using this as a fix if you're dealing with bed death in your relationship. It's important to really connect with a therapist that is experienced in dealing with sexuality and relational help, because usually if sexuality is gone, sometimes it has to do with actual health issues, especially with men, where sometimes erectile dysfunction is, it does have to do with sometimes with heart health. So it is important for them for everybody to get checkups. And as well as that, talking to a good therapist sometimes can be very helpful. If anybody is on medication, making sure that one of the side effects, especially with antidepressants or anti-anxiety meds, that one of the side effects is not affecting libido. So let's take a look at the next one. Let's see where we're at. So another one top fantasy is anal sex for men, one of their top fantasies, and having anal sex with a partner. And one of the questions is how to get a girlfriend to enjoy anal sex. And this is one of the things that this researcher says, is that men do fantasize a lot about what they're not usually getting. And there are lots of resources out there in regards to anal sex, including Art of Loving does have a workshop about that. And there are sex therapists that you can work with. And Nina Hartley does have a video in regards to this as well. And again, making sure that you do remember in terms of anal sex that the skin is thinner in terms of that area of the body. So making sure you have the right lubricant, checking it on your wrist first, and then checking and playing with fingers, perhaps playing with toys as well before actual inserting it completely in. So making sure that the body gets used to and learning how to relax so that you can take care of things. Next fantasy is watching sex. So again, watching people, voyeurism is one of the top for men as well, which is another one for females. So whether or not they're going to Club Eden and having sex in front of other couples, which for those of you who may not be familiar, that is a sex club in Metro Vancouver, or perhaps getting together with other people. And having sex can be really, 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 really interesting as well. And again, making sure it's consensual, making sure that you feel really comfortable. And in addition to that as well, that those conversations are had and it can be a lot of fun. Submission. So sometimes, again, this comes back to, I think, woman or your partner taking control of the situation. Sometimes men like to be submissive, because especially if they are a power horse in the boardroom, sometimes it's nice to let somebody else take over. So it can be really sexy. And believe it or not, Anne Rice, who used to write under a pen name, has got some pretty hot stuff in her books like Exit to Eden. And there's some really sexy things where perhaps penetrating your male partner can be pretty hot. So having those conversations again where that can be a fantasy. We're just taking over. Exhibitionism is another one, which is in public setting, which can be super hot. So knowing that you're having sex in public, being watched and being discovered can be really, 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 really sexy. And again, being very careful in this day and age if you're doing it, watching out for cameras, being careful if you choose to place an ad on Craigslist or something like that and finding another couple. Again, STI checks are really important, safe sex, perhaps doing it in a place like a hotel, but bearing in mind that cameras can be super small, and there has been a lot of articles lately about being aware and being careful in public washrooms because people have been putting cameras there, and not to freak you out, but with that, just being really careful with that. Places like Club Eden, they actually do take most of your things if you are going upstairs, so you are able to take care. So domination is another fantasy as well, where having total control over your partner in a sexual situation can be really hot. This can include bondage. This can include BDSM, playing with light pain. And bondage equipment, even though there's some gorgeous stuff that you can take a look at Women's Wear, or perhaps taking a look at the Art of Loving is another place. And Little Sisters has some great things too. But you can do workshops through the different communities in Vancouver where you can learn how to do things where it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And how to do things safely and healthy. So the BDSM community is very supportive in Vancouver. So this can be pretty hot. Fetishes. So men's fantasies apparently also include a lot of fetishes. So that includes certain parts, body parts like feet, objects such as lover's underwear. And with that, sometimes it can be wrapped up in things that aren't typically included into sex play, sometimes food, etc. With foods, be really careful with bacteria, especially if it's being inserted in certain parts of the anatomy. And if you are using sex toys, make sure that you clean them according to the proper things. Role playing is one of the other fantasies as well, which can be everything from schoolgirl, schoolboys, can be super hot. Dressing up and playing these roles and storylines. And this can be really, really, really fun. So getting dressed in drag and costume and having lots of fun that way. So those are different ways that, according to askmen.com, for sexual health for men, can be really hot. But in terms of sexuality, our fantasies do tell us a lot about what we're about. So sexual fantasies, there are a lot of hidden meanings with that. So some of the more recent evidence in regards to this is, and this is from Dr. Daniel Goldman, and in regards to this, so there's some more research. Some of this is not quite the most recent, but it is still current, is from Masters and Johnson's Institute in a recent article in the treatment program for dissatisfied homosexuals, where the Institute believes whether or not a person has homosexual fantasies or heterosexual fantasies cannot be used as an indication in actual sexual preference. And they cite evidence showing that the frequency of homosexual fantasies among heterosexual fantasies as well as heterosexual. So just because you're fantasizing about something doesn't necessarily mean it affects your actual sexuality. Because sometimes things really are just fantasy. So that is very interesting. And in terms of what our sexualities mean, because apparently, according to David Barlow, who's in charge of the sexuality research program at the State University of New York, University of New York in Albany, that most people have 7 or 8 fantasies a day, although it can range all the way up to 40. So a lot of people have a variety of different fantasies. But as I was mentioning, there are some really interesting studies, like the one from the doctor who wrote Who's Been Sleeping in My Head, which is quite fascinating, where they did so many surveys, etc. But one of the things he does talk about is that in regards to where our sexual fantasies do come from, and he does come from more of a Freud view, where a lot of it is from our formative years and what we've experienced, where sometimes our fantasies are ways that our brain has created for us to deal with traumas in our lives. It is a way for us to heal. So when you are actually talking to a therapist, especially a Freud-trained therapist, sometimes as you talk about the sexual fantasies, sometimes we don't want to know why we have them, but sometimes it can be because of traumas in life. As an example, one of the fantasies he gave in the book was a man who, after his wife gave birth to twins, she caught him masturbating in his office. And she was very upset because the pornography he was masturbating to was women used masturbating with sharp objects. And in terms of therapy, when they worked with this therapist to find out what that actually meant, why, because of course this disturbed his wife quite a bit, it turned out what that had stemmed from was some of his childhood experience, which was really resenting his younger siblings after they are born, where he really wished that they could go back inside the mother and not exist at all, where he really wished that they didn't exist. So with that, just literally imagine pushing stuff up. And apparently after watching his children being born, even though it was a beautiful experience, it traumatized and re-triggered that again. And through dealing with that, and dealing with some of his wife's issues, which some of it was because she had come from a relationship where her father had cheated on the mother, she was acting out and seeing him as her father, where she was being quite bossy and very mean to her partner, which of course was triggering some of the other issues that had happened. So it can be really, really quite interesting, actually, in regards to our sexual fantasies. Other sexual fantasies that do come up can be in regards to childhood traumas, or sometimes it is in regards to violence or abuse, where there are things where sometimes we feel helpless as being part of a childhood experience, because of course our well-being does depend on how our parents take care of us. And from our innocence of childhood, as we turn into adults, and by the time we reach adolescence and start to assert our will, and even we go through stages like our terrible twos, etc., where all through our childhood and learn to take care of ourselves and, you know, start to question our parental guidance, etc., we internalize a lot of the love we get from our parents, and it does affect our feelings of self-worth. And based on how we grow up, it affects how we experience the world as a safe and manageable place. But sometimes when a parent or a caregiver misuses their authority in a way to, you know, influence control or control choices as we grow into adulthood, it affects our self-esteem. And when a parent relationship has been defined by dominance and discipline as opposed to compassion, understanding, and trust, and not that that means that we don't have to have boundaries, etc., sometimes people sexualize these feelings of powerlessness, helplessness, unworthiness in an unconscious attempt to minimize their pain. So sometimes things like kids that have been bullied, etc., where they have fantasies about humiliation and pain. And even in regards to BDSM, BC Women's Hospital at one point was doing a study, some of the researchers there, connecting BDSM to correlating that to people who had experienced childhood trauma. And I do need to follow up and have them back on the show to see the results in regards to that. But there is some correlation in regards to some of the research about feeling helpless or powerless because of our childhood experience and having that connected to fantasies in regards to somebody else controlling us. So whether or not it is a rape fantasy where somebody gets to take control so we can enjoy pleasure with it. But it is our minds really trying to sort that stuff out, really trying to figure it out. As well, things that as a child we've experienced guilt or shame over, that also affects things. So sometimes we become aroused in terms of people who have experienced guilt or shame, which I think a lot of us do because our culture and our society still has a lot of guilt and shame in regards to sexuality. But when we look at childhood, where sometimes parents do use guilt or shame to teach lessons or influence or in extreme cases control, and that's through churches, teachers, and parents and caregivers just in general. And to deal with these feelings, sometimes human beings do sexualize them, and we encode them into themes and fantasy and become aroused as we think of ourselves as naughty girls or boys engaging in secret or sexual forbidden acts and getting excited about things including things like getting excited about receiving fitting punishment or discipline as retribution for our behavior. So some of that is tied in with sexuality and just trying to understand it. Other things we use our sexuality is dealing with feelings of emptiness or detachment because perhaps we're feeling abandoned because perhaps a sudden death, daily drama of parents fighting, physical abuse, or perhaps because of divorce where a parent has had to leave because the relationship hasn't worked out between the two parents. Sometimes there have been correlations to that where people will fantasize about certain fetishes, whether it's parts of the body like feet, possessions, even things like shoes or eyeglasses or certain types of clothing like underwear. Other times, turning partners into objects, which unfortunately we do see sometimes in terms of when people fantasize inappropriately about children. And with that, it really triggers things like feelings of rejection. Can also have people tie into name-calling, submission, humiliation as well. And it's what it does is sometimes it helps us bring pleasure in what was an earlier time brought pain. And with all of this, this can be fixed through therapy. Sometimes if you have a good therapist. And it's important in regards to what we choose to do with our bodies and our minds and spirits that there are ways to healing if we do choose. And if you do want to find out, why do you fantasize about what you fantasize about? There are things that there is ways to find out. So everyone, thank you so much for listening to tonight's edition of Sexy and Van City Radio. And if you are listening and you do want to hear some wonderful programming, because all of us at CITR, other than the admin staff, are volunteers. And the station has hundreds of volunteers. But we do need to, for capital expenses, raise some money. And again, we're still at $26,538.80. And if you are able to donate some money to CITR, just at citr.ca, or you can give us a call at 604-822-8648 for CITR. That would be absolutely fantastic, and make a donation. So then that way we can get digital, so you can help us digitize our feed and launch our new website. So thank you very much for listening to the show. I've gone a little bit over. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And the amazing Marion is going to be on in just a moment. And I was plugging his program earlier because it's super awesome music. And if we ever get enough money, it would be really awesome to be able to webcast these shows, so you can see how super hot his shoes are and how stylish he is. It's pretty amazing. And just see all the weird stuff. And he is sighing behind me, so I'm going to get off air. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City. Have a great night, everyone. Adios.